Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. Sure, I'm glad you did. Oh, man, we're back after a week off. It was crazy. I was going out of my mind. I'm telling you, man, I'm going crazy right now. I, for those listeners that know, my better half, Danny, my fiancé, man, if you guys have ever lived with gals, you probably are experiencing that, have experienced this as well. She changed all the soap in the bathroom, and I needed to wash my hands earlier. And, you know, I'm just used to regular, you know, soap, you know. Now my hands, apparently she put in some kind of blueberry-scented soap, and I want to eat my hands now. They smell delicious, and it's really strong. We're going to have a conversation about that later. Anyhow. That's not what we're doing the show about. That's just my silly life here. I'm very, very excited, number one, to be back, and number two, our guest today. We have a really cool, kind of different show for us, but I hope we do more like this because this is very, very cool. We've got the very cool Mr. Omar Mora on, and he is launching a brand new 12-series comic book. Action science fiction comic book series. Omar, how are you?
Good, good. How are you doing, Jamie? And thank you for having me in your show.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm doing fantastic. I was reading through all that. You've got a lot going on right now. This is a pretty big deal. Comic book launch. Now, this is akin almost to like a film launch or something. I mean, you know, you've got a PR company working overtime and, you know, get the word out and whatnot, and you're traveling back and forth across the country. How did the Unearthians, that's the name of the comic, how did this come about? You had the idea and then just started writing, and how did all this happen?
You know what? I have this idea since, I don't know, like years ago. I always have the idea of mixing genre. I love aliens a lot. I love sci-fi. I love supernatural and mysticism. I don't want to say too much, not to spoil the first issue.
Right, right.
And I always wanted to combine this genre, especially, you know, when we hear the news, when aliens abduct people, I mean, if they're true or not, but usually the humans are the underdog. And the aliens are the powerful one, the one that has control over us. But what happens if the aliens abduct these two beings, but they're not as they thought it was? So it's a surprise that now the underdogs become, you know, the aliens become the underdog, and these two beings becomes the hunters, to put it that way. So I wanted to combine these elements together. And I started to write it like 2 years ago is when I started putting the pencil down. And I wrote the comic book script format, but I also wrote the film format at the same time.
Oh, wow. Smart. Very smart. Well, a comic book kind of is a, I mean, for those who don't know, who aren't in the movie biz, and I'm not, I just know a lot of people who are, a comic book has always reminded me a little bit personally of a, there's a term for it, and I can't think of it right now, where you block out a movie. Not block it out, but...
They always... Storyboarding.
Storyboarding, that's like, it. Exactly. Go ahead.
No, it's fascinating because there's so different mediums. You have the film medium to tell a story, but you also have the comic book. It's another medium to tell a story. And TV aspect or TV format is another medium. And you can tell the same story or the same kind of plot story in different mediums, and they have different flavors and different feelings for the audience. And that's what I love about having a story being told as a film or as a comic book or as a TV series.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think there might be something, you know, making movies from comic book books might be a good idea. I don't know. We could always ask Disney. Marvel, they seem to be doing out DC, you know.
They're doing it a lot. It's kind of everybody's looking a lot of ideas from comic books, independent comic books, and DC and Marvel. Actually, Netflix just announced they're going to do a TV series based on the novel of Neil Gaiman's Sandman from DC.
Oh, wow. Some of my favorite comics from back in the day. You know, he's got the golden touch right now. He just did that thing on Amazon, and I don't know who was working for him, but they're doing a good job. You know?
He's an amazing writer. Yeah, his storytelling is beautiful.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, let me ask you, were you always growing up, were you always a comic book guy? Did you, collect a ton of comic books and follow all the various stories and arcs and everything?
Yeah. Since I'm a kid, I'm always reading comic books. I have those comics from the 80s. Superman, I'm a huge Superman fan. So
me too.
I have a lot of Superman comic books from that era. Then it was some years that I kind of fall apart and start doing other stuff. Stopped reading a lot of the comics, but now the last 10 years, coming back and start reading comics, and I'm always been a fan, and I always love the artists and the storytelling on those comics, and it's fascinating for me. So I'm a huge fan. Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Now, for our listeners who aren't familiar with the process, kind of go over. You wrote a script for this comic. You know, with the computer, I imagine, and you know, just like a film script almost. And then, what do? Do you collect artists, or do you? How does that all? How does it come? Turn from the script to an actual comic book?
Okay, so basically, the comic book format is totally different as a TV format or film format. You need to describe the panels per page. How many panels, you need to describe the captions, and not describe, put the captions, put the dialogue, and then put what we call the SFX, like the boom, bam, swoosh, and all that for the letter. So when you write the script, you write on that format, you still follow the storytelling kind of structure, like the setup, the pivotal points, the climax, the points of no return, all these writer's rules, what I call it, of writing a story, you still follow that per issue and per the full story on the 12 issues. Then when you have that all ready to go and set up on paper, then you find the artist. You need to find a penciler that in independent comics, usually the penciler do the inking as well. Sometimes they do minimum inking. And then the colorist comes and put their color on top of that, and it's when things starts to come alive. And then you have the letter. The letter is the one that put the dialogue and the captions and the SFX, what we call it, this kind of sound effect on comics. Uh-huh. And then first the penciler work, then he send it to the colorist, and then the colorist we send it to the letter, and then we have an editor to make sure everything is fine, and then we're done with the comic.
Wow.
Per issue, and then you work issue by issue.
Wow. Now, ladies and gentlemen, see, you think it's just a comic book that you know, some cat in a room somewhere is making all. No, this is a big deal. It's involved. That's amazing. That's amazing. This is happening, you don't have to pay any of these people right away. Of course, no, I'm kidding. Of course, I mean, you know, it's like any project. You know, writing checks at the same time. People got to get paid for work. Amazing.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Right now at Sprint, get any next-generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month. After $31.25 per month credit, apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all-natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. LapothecaryUnique.com.
Now, let me ask you on the business side of it, like independent film and whatnot, do you go out and try to find the money? Do you get investors, and do they have a producer version of that job in this process, or is it all Omar?
No, you do. I mean, in this case, because, you know, there is independent, the good thing, because I'm a producer myself.
Oh,
I do
okay.
produce films, so it's easier to put it together because I did it under my production company. And then I did put half of the money myself through a lot of credit cards, and then half of the other money I found friends like me that love comic books. I show them the script. I show them the story. Hey, you know, Luis, what do you think? Can you help me out? I know he's financially, he can. And he loved the story. And he said, let's do it. So he gave me half of the money. And then I put the other half.
Nice.
And with that budget, then you find the artist that, you know, can work under that budget to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. As I'm a painter by trade. That's what I do. I paint pictures of people. And I have to tell you, there is no better feeling, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what kind of creative field you're in, when somebody's willing to write a check for your vision. Whoa, I've never had a drink that tastes quite as good. That'll put a perk in your step, man. It's a good thing. Oh, man, because I've had plenty that won't. They're like, whoa, I don't know, man. That's I don't know about that.
It's honestly a good validation, because comic book is a risky business. I mean, especially if you're a new creator, you know, to have the money back return, you know, the return of investment back. So he trusted it, I mean, and hopefully he get it back. I'm doing everything in my power to put the comic book out there, so.
Absolutely. And, you know, you don't win at the table if you don't roll the dice. And that's just how that goes in any business, you know, in any business. Nothing's ever guaranteed or set. But you really are, Omar. You have taken this to a level of just sophistication that it, so impressive and inspiring to me. Now tell us a little bit.
In a week,
you've got the big, this is kind of like the premiere, right? At Golden Apple, legendary comic book store there in LA. Tell us a little bit about that.
Golden Apple is, I would say, the biggest and most famous comic book store in Los Angeles. I mean, they do host a lot of events. For Marvel and DC and Marvel movies and DC movies, they're very well known here in LA. And Ryan is the owner and of the shop of the store. He was so generous with me. He loved to support independent comic book creator because he knows it's a lot of work. I mean, they have their own comic book, so they know how hard it is to get the comic book out there, and they're huge.
Right.
Imagine somebody like me that you know, trying to hustle to get their name out there. So the first thing he did, he gave me a spot on Free Comic Book Days on May 4th. And just to give my free previews to people and to start getting my comic out there. And then he said, you know, Omar, when the comic book comes out, we're going to carry it and we're going to give you an event, a signing event hosting, so you can come and kind of premiere your comic book.
Nice.
So it's kind of the premiere of a movie. It's going to be a premiere there in Golden Apple Comics.
That's amazing, man. That is so cool. And again, people that see what you're doing and are just like, yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm on board. Such a good feeling, you know? So that's awesome.
It is.
Very,
it is.
Very
and
cool.
And the feeling is very satisfying, seeing people, you know, seeing your work after, because it's been like 2 years working on this, and you don't know how the people are going to react. You don't know if, you know, it's going to be liked or if you're going to have it out there. It's so hard. So having this little validation, it just makes you feel good that at least you didn't work in vain, and, you know. So hopefully the public like it as well.
It's so true. I have done hundreds and hundreds of art shows over the time. I've been painting for, I'm an old man. I've been doing it for a long time. And I got to tell you, even to this day, I always have before every show, there's a little thing in my stomach that I'm like, oh man, I hope nobody's bringing rotten tomatoes and going to start throwing vegetables. They haven't yet. Some have come close, but they haven't yet. But I know what you mean. Well,
that's awesome.
Happening in Los Angeles on the 17th, right?
July 17th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Nice, nice. Well, I'm sure it's going to be a packed
house.
Yeah. I mean, Golden Apple's really well known. And
now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool. And if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. TheCRing.com.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You know, it's so cool. My girl, Danny, I'm amazed. I used to go, again, I'm an old man. I used to go to comic book stores when I was a kid. And I was really into Dungeons and Dragons when I was a kid. And that's where you bought all that stuff, is what our local comic book store in Detroit, and where I grew up. And, man, you would never see a gal in there. You know what I mean? It was all young people just like me. That isn't the case today. Yeah. My girl, she just did a big convention here in Miami this past week. She's all into this cosplay, and all of her girlfriends are too. And it's so funny. People always ask me, they're like, well, that's got to be crazy, you know? And I'm like, oh, yeah, a house full of girls dressing up like superheroes, getting ready to go out. I'm not complaining. That's my 12-year-old fantasy come to life.
Yeah, I think that's what I love about this DNA time. Like, everybody's involved. It's not just one gender or race. It's everybody's involved. So representation does count on the comics, and that's why it's important to have a lot of races, a lot of age, genders in the comic books. So, you know, everybody gets identified with those characters.
Absolutely, and it resonates because it's what they're seeing, you know. Even though it's fantastic, and you know, people have crazy powers and whatnot in some of these. But you know, the cool thing that I've always been like you, a fan of science fiction, and up until I would say, gosh, probably till Lord of the Rings, maybe film. They tried, and they sometimes did a good job. Star Wars movies were great; nobody can deny that, you know. But science fiction was hard in film because of the cost of the effects and whatnot to adequately tell a story, I think. And then, you know, the computer revolution happened, and that all changed. But the cool thing is, I think comic books really held that science fiction torch aflame for decades, you know. It kept it going. You know, and comics have always had a very special place in my heart, just out of respect, you know, because they kept a genre I really have always dug happening, you know, from dying out. And it's so cool that new stuff's happening all the time. And in your world, that is happening, you know what I mean? And you're making this happen. That's very cool.
Yeah, and I mean, sci-fi, what I like about, again, sci-fi film back probably in the 80s. For example, Superman when it came out, and you see Christopher Reeve, the actor, flying. By the technology back then, you believe that man flies. But what makes the movie so amazing, other than that technology, is still the characters. It's still what they feel, what you connect with them, even if they have powers or not. And I think nowadays, because the technology is so advanced, and we're having so many of these huge movies that I love, I think the story is still the core of what people go to watching the movies, because they've been seeing so much technology. It's not new. Now it's about the story. So we're going back into the storytelling, but adding the sci-fi. And I love that, because now writers need to work more on the characters and the plot and the actual story to attract people. It's not anymore the explosions or a man flying or space. We have all seen that already. So it's a great thing that we're going back into the storytelling with those, special effects that I love to watch.
Well, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. And again, folks, Wednesday, July 17th, 10 to 12, at the Golden Apple Comic Store in there in Los Angeles. We'll have a link with directions to that if you need it. I don't know what to tell you, but no, we will. We'll be posting that on our show page. We also have a link on our show page to the unearthianscomics.com, the website of the Unearthians. Let me ask you this, Omar. Now, I know that you've printed and you're going to be selling in comic book stores and whatnot the actual comic book. We live in a new age also. Are you also going to be making this available digitally? Do people read comics on their phones? I mean, I don't know. Does that happen?
Yes, it's huge. Comixology is the biggest distributor online. It's owned by Amazon. So the Unearthians will be on Comixology from July 17, the first issue, and then August, September, per month, issue by issue. So they can read it on their phone, their tablets, computer. They can download it, and it's cheaper. The print is like $3.99, so the online is like $1.99, something like that. So it's much cheaper, and you can carry it with you everywhere.
I hear you, but here's the thing. Here's the rub, ladies and gentlemen. In 15, 20 years, when your kids are at the, visiting Las Vegas, and they go to the Pawn Stars, and they bring your Unearthian number one comic book, well, they can buy a car. They'll get a bunch of money. If they just bring their phone or your tablet, they'll say, what is this? We're not going to give you anything. So I would suggest getting the book. That's just me. But I'm a cat who still buys vinyl albums. So, take that how you will.
I always love the paper. I always love to have the comic in hand. There's no better feeling than that, honestly.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, after... you're just going to sit back and cash all these checks, right? After the Golden... No, I'm kidding, of course. You're not missing a beat. You're heading down to San Diego, right? For Comic-Con.
Yes, we're going to do the event until 12 p.m., and then we'll start driving to San Diego Comic-Con. And that's... I'm excited about it.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I used to live in San Diego when I got out of college. I lived out there for about 10 years. And Comic-Con... for those who don't know, is a big deal in San Diego. It's amazing. it's hard to describe. It is.
It's huge.
The World Series.
It is. You have is the biggest convention, Comic-Con convention in the world, basically, for real.
Absolutely. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mdmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion. Fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Now, tell us a little bit. Can we mention that, what we were talking about off mic before the show, or is that still hush-hush right now?
Yeah, I just got...
Lay it on it, Omar. This is big news.
Just like 1 minute. Just 1 minute before talking to Jamie, going, you know, live, I was mentioned that I just get confirmation that I will have a panel on San Diego Comic-Con. It will be my first panel. I'm so excited. It's going to be the title of the panel, DIY Comics, like do-it-yourself comics, publish, don't perish. It's going to be Saturday, the 20th at 5 p.m. on room number 4.
Wow.
So I'm going to be together with other creators like Ryan Grant. He's working for Action Lab. He did Aberrant and now Banjax and a bunch of other great people, great writer on that panel. So I'm stoked. I'm excited.
It's happening, Omar. It's happening. That's so cool. I'm excited.
Right now, I'm talking to you, but if not, I will be dancing on the street right now because this is a huge big deal. You know, as a comic book fan, as being in San Diego Comic-Con and watch all these panels, to be up there talking about your comic book, it's a dream. It's a dream come true.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of hard work. And, you know, again, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't something that Omar said, you know, last 2 weeks ago. He said, I think I'll make a comic. This is 2 years of hard work and making it happen. And, you know, of all of that, 2 years. So it's a big deal. And, you know, it couldn't happen to a nicer fella. So cool, man. So cool. While I have you on the phone here, I have to ask. Now, Unearthians, all of this we're talking, I mean, that's what we're focused on and everything. But I know as a creative individual that the gears are turning. Do you any idea on what is next? Is it 12 more issues of Unearthians, do you think, or a different project? What's in the store for the future? Kind of, you know, an idea of.
Okay, yeah, no, definitely. I mean, with the Unearthians, we already finished the 12 issues. So it's going to be a monthly series. And in between, we're going to have the volume 1, volume 2, volume 3. So the whole thing will end by next year. And then I already have a story to go after what happened on the first 12 issues. But I need to wait how financially do, because it's expensive. And until I don't pay my credit card with this that I took, I can't keep, you know, doing more comics. So I hope it's a success so I can pay them and then start working on the next 12. But I do want to continue the series for sure. I'm developing another comic book. It's going to be a shorter comic book called Kaon, K-A-O-N. It's a Latino superhero. It's going to be a 6-8 comic book series, but I'm going to start working later this year on that. So I'm right now my pushing is the Unearthians.
And wow, very cool.
I just
finished
producing a movie in November, so we are in post-production, and we should finish editing and everything by August, September. And hopefully we're going to see that movie next year. So, yeah. Well, I'm excited. A lot of things are moving.
That's a lot. Yeah, well, that's, you know, I tell people all the time, I get a lot of people that want to get into, in my gig, painting and whatnot. They're like, you know, what advice do you have? I'm like, it's like basketball. If you want to win the game, you got to keep the ball moving down the court. Consistent.
Yes.
It's just how, and that's how in any business, you know, you just have to keep momentum going. Well, that's very cool, man. I'm writing a note to myself about your upcoming film because I definitely want to have you back on the show and I want to find out more about that. Very, very cool. Well, this is all
definitely
happening. And, you know, like I said, it couldn't happen to a nicer person. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you know again, theunearthianscomics.com. We have that link, and if you're listening to the podcast of our episode today, in the future, you can, that link will follow. I know we're on about 160 or so podcast streaming platforms. That link follows. However you're listening to the show, click on that link, and it'll get you right there to the Unearthians website. Very, very cool, man. You've got it going on, Omar.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Just, you know, keeping it busy, working hard. It's like you said, I have this vision. Nobody's going to give it to me, and I just need to work hard to get noticed, and hopefully the stories, people like the stories, and I just keep going and making, you know, bigger things.
Oh, that's cool. You mentioned on your future project, the Latino superhero. Let me ask you this. Do people do – no, I just don't know, and excuse my ignorance because I just don't know about that. Are comics released multilingualistically in different languages for different markets and whatnot? Does that happen?
It does, yeah. You can. Yeah, it does. For example, I mean, usually the big publishers and big independents, because it does cost money, but they translate sometimes the comics in Spanish, or if they distribute it in Asia, they need to, you know, change it to any Asian languages. Sometimes they just put it in English, but they do change it. I was thinking to do mine in Spanish and English, both versions, but it gets too expensive.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. But you know, the big one, they do translate into different languages.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. I remember years ago, many, many years ago, probably about 20 years ago, I wanted my website to be in different languages, and I even hired, paid money to someone to translate it into, to hit different markets and whatnot. And and then, I don't know, about 5 years later, Google came along with their free translation software. And I waited.
And that was it. It's true. But it's funny how technology goes. Like, you just click a button and everything translates right there.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. I can't believe. I mean, I know it's easy. One of the things I like about comic books and people like yourself making science fiction stories happen and whatnot is we live in a crazy world. You know, we all turn on the news and see all this bullshit and nonsense and stuff. And it's nice that we have access to stories of hope, you know. The majority of science fiction, that's what I've always liked about it, is it's showing how things could be different, you know, good or bad.
Yeah.
And I dig that, you know. And It's amazing. We live. It's very easy to get caught up in all the negative stuff in life and that's going on in the world. And at the same time, I like to remind people that, man, we've got amazing things happening. You know, here I'm talking to Omar. Omar, you're in LA right now, right? And we're just talking like we're sitting in the same room. You know, it's amazing.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, 20 years ago, that would have been very expensive to have that happen. Just from LA to, you know, South Florida. It's crazy.
Yeah, and now with cell phone, there's no long distance anymore. Like, you know, when you have those home phone,
yeah.
So just one distance and that's it.
I'm telling you.
So that's
always
being
able to distribute your comic all over the world, you know, how cool is that on Comixology and whatnot? I mean, cats in Australia are going to be reading your comic, Omar. How cool, you know?
I hope. I'm excited that they can read it, they can enjoy it. But that's the great thing of online. A person in Australia, New Zealand, Russia, China, they can go into the Comixology website and read it.
That's cool.
Amazing.
That's so cool. Well, I'm going to tell you this, and you know it already, but I'm going to say it in case anybody hasn't told you today. Keep doing what you're doing, Omar. You're very inspiring, and you're real good at it. You know, you're real good at what you're doing, and it's I'm inspired. It's amazing.
I appreciate it. No, I appreciate it. You know, like you said, you're a painter. You work so hard. You don't know how people are gonna react, but you're still doing it because you love it. The drive to make things happen, even if it's hard, is because you love what you're doing. And sometimes you don't feel the time that has passed, you know, because you like it so much. But when you go back, you say, oh my God, this is 5 years of my life, but you don't feel it. So I always tell people, find that things that you like, and you will feel like you're not working, but you're doing it and making it happen because you love it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're on that note, sir. Break a leg with all your upcoming events and just keep it going, man. It's amazing. I can't wait to read the whole series.
Awesome, man. And I appreciate it again, Jamie, because people like you put ourselves, independent artists and creators, out there. And I appreciate it that you give us that space.
No, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us today, folks. Man, so exciting. So exciting. Omar Mora. That's the man to watch, and the Unearthians. Be sure to order yours today. I'm sure this is I think this is how it works. I'm pretty sure. If you're not in the LA area or Southern California or whatnot, go to your local comic book store and say, hey, man, I want to read the Unearthians. Make this happen. And the guy behind the counter will say, well, this guy, what are you talking? And say, listen to me, man, the Unearthians. I need to read it. And he'll get it for you. And he'll be scared, but he'll get it for you. It's a good thing. Very cool, Omar. Oh, well, thank you so much for taking time to be on the show. I really appreciate it. It's so cool. I wanted to have more shows like this. This is a lot of fun. Very cool.
Awesome. Thank you, David.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, this show, of course, this episode will be converted to a podcast, and we'll push it out on all the social media platforms, including Pinterest. How about that? You can figure out how to make something out of a palette while listening to the show. It's amazing. But we are on all the social media platforms and also all the podcasting platforms. Well, I don't know if we're on all of them. We're on 160 or so of them. That's a lot. The big one is Apple Podcasts. They used to call it iTunes, but they had so many podcasts. They had a meeting, and guys in suits said, we need to rebrand. What are we going to change the name to? And they said, how about Apple Podcasts? So they did. So if you are listening to the show in the future on Apple Podcasts, do me a favor. Well, hello from the past, first of all. But do me a favor. Hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page. And boy, is that good when I'm talking to our advertisers. Makes my life oh so much easier, and I really appreciate it. We will be back tomorrow. We're going to be talking to the director of a really cool independent film called Derailed. It's about we'll talk about it tomorrow, but it's very cool. So if you're into thrillers and horror and you know, cool stuff. Tune in tomorrow. That'll be at 3 o'clock here on the East Coast. And of course, that's noon out on the West. Thank you all for listening and tuning in. And a big shout out to all of our new listeners in Brazil. I was looking at the stats the other day, and man, we've got a big spike in Brazil. So I don't know what that's about, but hello. And thanks for listening. Very, very cool. Omar Mora, The Unearthians. You can find out more at theunearthianscomics.com. Oh, and hey, when you're over at their website, there's links to all their Facebook and social media. Like and share those links. Very important, folks. Very important. Very cool. Omar, we'll see you soon. Have a good one.
See you. Thanks. Bye.
Absolutely.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.